There it is, an echo of the past. An exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Unexpected Game. Yale's opening baseball game is just 1 week away, and the team is slowly rounding into shape. As our story opens, it's late Saturday morning, and Frank and Bart, along with the entire Yale squad, are finishing an intramural game under the watchful eyes of their coach.
Come on, Frank. Show these regulars they aren't as good as they think they are. Bring it right in here, boy.
Just get it near the plate. I'll put it over the scoreboard.
Here it comes, Bob. Hit it.
Up line, good boy. Right up. Get it.
Nice catch. That's the game.
All right, then. Everybody over here on the double.
Oh, nice pitching in there, Frank. You only get the regulars three hits.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to face them every game. They're sure tough to get out.
All right, men. Let's quiet down now. Quiet down. Now then, that was a pretty good intra-squad game. But I don't have to tell any of you that if Frank hadn't been pitching for the scrubs, it would have been a slaughter.
He sure kept them from digging in, Coach.
Even at that, they got three solid hits off him. I'm not worried about the way you varsity men are hitting, but I am worried about the scrubs. If we're going to have any strength on the bench, you second stringers have got to begin meeting that ball. That's why I'm calling a special batting drill for this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
For the whole squad, Coach?
No, first stringers are excused. You're through for the weekend. That's all, men. Just be sure you second stringers show up at 1 o'clock.
Oh, come on, Frank. Let's get out of these uniforms.
Oh, wait a second, Bart. There's Enza. I want to tell her I can keep that lunch date with her at Mountain View Inn.
Oh, sure. Hi, Enza.
Oh, boy. Practice over already, Frank?
Yes, we have the rest of the weekend off.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then we can go out to the inn for lunch after all.
Well, we can if you remembered the reservation, since they're a pretty popular place, you know.
Oh, yes. I reserved a table this morning, just in case.
Oh, good. I'll be with you as soon as I change course.
Oh, very well.
Oh, the coach is calling you,
you're
Frank.
You too, Hodge.
Yes, sir.
What's the trouble, Coach?
I forgot to tell you. I can't be here for the start of batting drill this afternoon, so I want you two to supervise it for me. Be here at one sharp, huh?
Oh, dear.
Oh, but Coach Frank
no,
just
that's
made
it. All right, Bart. You don't mind, do you, Enza?
Well, no. No, it's all right, of course.
We'll be here, sir.
I knew I could count on you. See you later this afternoon,
man. I'm sorry, Enza.
Oh, that's all right, Frank. I know it must be important or the coach wouldn't have asked you to be here. Besides, we can make the reservations for tomorrow instead.
Hey, but that means driving all the way out there again.
Oh, golly, that's right. They don't have a telephone, do they?
Oh, wait, I've got an idea. Oh, Bob
yeah?
Campbell. Come here a second, will you?
Oh, sure, Bart.
I heard Bob say he's having lunch with his father this noon. Maybe he'd like to use your reservation.
Well, that would be perfect. Then he could make the reservation for us tomorrow.
Oh, what's up? I was just going in to get dressed. Hello there, Enza.
Hello, Bob. How would you like to take your father out to Mountain View Inn for lunch today?
Well, I'd like to, but well, you need a reservation, and we haven't got one.
Well, Frank and I made one. You can use it if you'd like.
Only you'll have to make another one for us for tomorrow while you're out there.
Well, that sounds fair enough to me. It's a deal. I'll have to get dressed in a hurry. Thanks a lot, Enza.
Not at all, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Now, you two'd better get yourselves some lunch. From the looks of those scrubs, you'll have a hard day's work ahead of you.
Worked up about something.
Oh, Merriwell, look here. I just got this telegram up at the AA office.
Telegram, sir?
Yes, here, read it.
This is to confirm our game. Arriving on 2 o'clock train and will come directly to field, ready to play. Signed, H. Dietrich Coach.
Well, what's this all about? I didn't know we had a game.
Neither did anyone else, as near as I can find out. The telegram is from Middlebury College.
Middlebury.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we have a game scheduled with them at any time, Coach? I seem to remember it.
We did have. Last year, when they came down here to play us, we held this year's date open for them. But about a month later, I canceled it.
Hmm.
I wanted one more open date before we began our schedule.
Well, then, I don't see anything to worry about, Coach. If we cancel the game, we certainly aren't responsible.
Now, wait a minute. Inza is sitting in the stands over here. She was working in the AA office last year. Maybe she knows something about
it. That's a good idea, Frank. I'll get her.
If she knows anything about it, she's the only one who does. I've asked everyone else in the office, and they all say the whole transaction was handled by Danny Gordon.
Hmm. Well, that does complicate things. Danny graduated last year, and there's no way to get in touch with him. Well, don't worry, sir. We'll probably find it's just a mistake on Middlebury's part.
I hope so. Ah, here's Miss Burridge. Let's hope she knows about it.
Did you want to see me, Coach?
I certainly did, Miss Burridge. You worked in the AA office last spring, didn't you?
Well, yes. I was helping the student manager, Danny Gordon. Why?
Well, do you know anything about this Middlebury game, Enter? The coach received this telegram from their coach.
Middlebury? Let me see. No, it doesn't mean anything to me.
You don't remember seeing a letter from us canceling this year's game?
Not that I remember. But if a letter was actually sent out, there would be a copy in the file.
Do you understand the filing system?
Oh, yes, of course. I set it up for Danny Gordon.
Then you'll be able to give us the answer we're looking for. Will you come over to the office with us now?
Certainly. I'm sure if the letter's there, I can put my hands on it at once.
That's all I want to know. All right, you scrubs. Take a break, but don't leave the field. We'll all be back in a few minutes. And for all we know, Yale may be playing their first game of the season this afternoon.
Any luck, Enta?
No sign of a letter in here. The pilot should be in, too.
Oh, that's just fine.
Well, are you certain you ordered the game canceled, Coach?
Absolutely. We've got to find that letter. Maybe it was misfiled.
Oh, I doubt it, Coach. We were always very careful. Here's all the correspondence with Middlebury College right in this folder. You can see for yourself that... Wait. What's this?
Find something in there?
Yes. It's very strange.
Well, what is it?
Well, here's the letter we were looking for, but it was never typewritten. See, it's still in Danny Gordon's handwriting. Look here, a scribbled note. Inza, please type and send at once. Oh, good heavens.
What? You mean to say this letter was never sent?
I never saw it before until this minute.
But how could that happen?
Obviously, someone placed it in the files before I saw it.
Well, that does it, Coach.
Yes, sir. I'm afraid we're stuck for the game. If we don't play now, we lose it by forfeit.
Oh, how do you like that? My whole first team is all over the map with a game coming up that we've got to win.
Well, not quite all your first team, Coach. You still have Frank and Bart.
Yes, sir. We're ready to play.
But you can't pitch, Frank. You've already been in for a full game this morning.
Oh, my arm's all right.
No, the coach is right, Frank. It's too early in the season to pitch two games in a row.
No, it's no use. We can't hope to beat Middlebury unless we can round up the first string.
Well, then let's do it, sir.
But can we find them in time?
Well, we can try. Start the second team, and I'll organize a searching party.
Do you know where to start looking?
Well, Jack Diamond told me he was going fishing out near Green Hill.
And Bob Kemble's having dinner with his father at the inn.
That's right. As for the others, we can round up some freshmen to hunt them down at Mari's, the library, or wherever.
All right, then. I'll go out looking for Jack Diamond.
No, no, no. You wait. Wait, Bart. Stay here. I want you to play the whole game. At least we'll have a first-string catcher on hand.
Well, then you better let me go after Jack and Bob, sir. It's important that we get those two back as fast as possible.
All right, Frank. Do the best you can.
Right, Coach. Come on, Enter.
Well, let's hurry, Frank. We'll have to hitch up the carriage.
No, don't take the carriage.
What?
That'll take too long. You can borrow my automobile, Frank. You know how to drive it, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Just be careful of it. Watch the brakes.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll take good care of it.
And get a move on. I want you back with Bob and Jack by the fifth inning at the latest. Otherwise, we don't have a prayer.
This is a shame, Frank. I feel awfully guilty about it.
Why in the world should you? It wasn't your fault.
Well, it was, in a way. If I'd only found that cancellation order in time and written the letter to Middlebury, you wouldn't be in this mess.
Well, that's silly. It was Danny Gordon's fault for not giving it to you in person. Besides, there's no point in crying over spilt milk. We've got to round up Bob and Jack and get them back to the game in time.
Speaking of Jack, there's no sign of him. Thought he was supposed to be fishing somewhere along that stream.
So Bart said, but I don't see him. Oh, wait.
Huh?
There's a farmer plowing that field over there. We'll ask him if he's seen Jack.
Oh, look out, Frank. We're frightening that plow horse.
Can't help it. He's probably never seen an automobile. He'll calm down.
Oh.
Hey there. Get that consigned gas buggy away from my horse. You like to scare to death.
Sorry, I'll turn off the motor.
That's better. Easy now. Easy, old girl.
I wonder if you could help us, sir. We're looking for someone.
Oh, looking for someone, are you? If I was you, I'd start looking for a horse instead of kiting around the country scaring animals with that air contraption.
Oh, well, did you see anything of a young man fishing in this stream along here?
Nope. At least, not exactly.
Well, what do you mean, not exactly?
Well, he wasn't fishing. I guess he was intending to. He carried a fishing pole.
Oh, that must have been Jack, Frank.
Oh, I hope so. Where'd he go?
And he walked up the road toward where the creek bends off up there. Took that lane to your right.
How long ago was that?
About an hour.
An hour?
I'll give or take a few minutes.
Oh, dear, he's probably gone by now.
You don't know Jack. He's the laziest fisherman in the world, except maybe for Bart. He's probably sitting under a tree down by the stream right now.
Well, we'd better find out.
All right, I'll crank the engine again. Retard the spark for me, Enza.
Right, Frank.
Yeah, if you're going to wind that darn thing up again, you'd better get it out of here. My horse ain't as young as she used to be, and she can't stand sudden shocks like that. Now get.
My, this old lane is rough. Maybe we shouldn't have tried to bring the car in this far.
Well, it's too late to turn back now. Anyway, here's the stream just ahead.
Oh, I don't see Jack anywhere. Do you?
Not yet. But he must be close by. I'll see if we can make him hear us.
Huh.
Jack! Jack Diamond!
He must have gone farther up the stream.
I hope not. We can't afford to waste any time. Jack!
Oh, there he is, Frank.
Jack, come here, quick!
What y'all trying to do? Scare away the fish?
Come on, we haven't time to fool around. Jump in. We're going back to New Haven.
New Haven? What's the idea? I come out here to fish all afternoon. I haven't even got a nibble yet.
Get in the car. We've got a game scheduled for this afternoon.
A game? How come?
Get in and I'll explain on the way. We've got to hurry.
Sure thing, I must say, this is a funny way to run a baseball team. I reckon we'd have been a little more leisurely back home at VMI.
Oh, you'll have to back out of the lane, Frank. There's no place to turn around.
I'm afraid you're right. All right, Enta. Retard the spark now.
Right, Frank.
All right, hang on, everybody. It's going to be a pretty rough going backing up here. Here we go.
Watch it, Frank. Keep those wheels straight.
Those ruts are pretty deep. Hard to steer out of them.
Oh, look out, Frank. That ditch. Come on.
Now you've gone and done it, we're stuck.
Oh, dear, what do we do now, Frank?
All right, hang on, everybody. I'm going to give her the gas and pull out of here. It's no use. We'll have to push it. Come on.
Right, Rudy.
You want me to get out too, Frank?
No, turn off the spark coil and keep the wheel straight. Jack and I will try to push it out.
We hope. Well, let's try.
All right, now together. One, two, three, point.
It didn't work.
Now, come on, let's try it again.
No, hold it, Jack.
Yeah.
We'll never push it out of this ditch. It's too deep.
Oh, dear, what are we going to do?
Wait, I got it. That horse the farmer was plowing with.
Oh, he'll never lend you his horse, Frank.
He will if I offer him enough. Wait here, I'll be right back.
Back there, Al. Back there. Easy, girl. Easy. Never saw such tomfoolery. Wouldn't happen if you was driving a horse like ordinary folks. That's it, my old girl. Easy. Yeah, whoa.
That's fine, sir. I will hitch this rope to the rear axle.
Yeah, I'll make it fast.
That's good enough. Now, Jack and I will push while your horse pulls. Let her go.
All right, Neil. Get up there. Come on, get up. Get up. What's the matter, girl? What's the matter there?
What happened?
He won't budge an inch, Frank.
Come on, girl. Get.
Oh,
come on. told you it wouldn't work. This horse has got more sense than to pull a contraption like that. Guess there's a blamer.
We're losing valuable time, Frank.
Yes, me. We better try walking back.
Oh, we'd never make it. Anyhow, we've got to pick up Bob at Mountain View Inn. We got to get this car out of here.
Yeah, you won't do it with my horse, mister. I can tell you that right now. He's plumb scared of this automobile of yours.
Of course, that's it. Just to spark again, Angel. I'm going to crank the car.
All right.
Oh, starting the motor won't help, Frank. The wheels only dig in deep.
Just watch. Here we go. Sorry, sir, but we had to frighten her a little to get her moving. Much obliged to
well,
you.
Well, I never saw such goings on in my life. I have a good mind.
And here's a little something extra for your trouble.
Oh, well, much obliged to you.
There you are, Frank. The horse is unhitched.
Good. Now we've really got to hustle. Better get your animal out of the way, and we're going to crank the car again.
I sure will. Come on, Nell. You ain't made so much money since you was fooled. Let's get out of here.
Oh! Hot fly, 100 baht. Got it? Nice work, bud.
Oh, that's the longest third inning I ever played. I thought we'd never get the side out, Coach.
Five-run rally. Well, it could be worse. We're only 3 runs behind, thanks to your home run last inning.
Well, maybe we can get those back this time. Come on, Parker. Get a hit. I want my licks this inning.
Look at the stance that boy takes. He'll never get one out of the infield that way.
Here's the first pitch. Watch it.
Oh, the idiot. Why did he swing at that one? It was way outside.
Yes! Short to first. It's one away.
Come on, Jennings. Get on base.
Don't expect too much of Jennings. He couldn't hit the basketball.
Well, maybe he'll be lucky, Coach. Here comes the pitch.
Watch it, Jennings!
Oh! Take your base!
Look at that. He was hit by the pitch.
Well, it's the only way he'll ever see first base. Now maybe we can do something.
Well, Carter's up. Are you going to give him the bunt sign, Coach?
What's the use? No matter what I tell him, he'd still strike out. Get your bat, Bart. It's up to you to keep this inning alive.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait. Let's see this.
Come on, Carter. Get the wood on it.
Here it goes.
What do you know? He hit it.
What a pickup the shortstop made. One out at second.
Run, Carter. Stretch those legs.
Over to first. Oh, it's a double play.
Yes!
Oh! Yes! That's a bum rally.
What can you expect? Those boys haven't got any experience. But I wish Frank and the others would get here before the game is out of reach.
Oh, don't worry, Coach. If it's humanly possible, Frank will bring them back in time.
He'd better, or we're in for a beautiful drubbing. All right, Bart, come on. Get out there behind the plate and see if you can hold the score down for a couple of more innings.
I'll do my best, sir.
Come on, gang. Let's play a little ball for a change.
He's been sitting here in front of the inn for hours. What's keeping Jack?
Oh, I don't know. He shouldn't have any trouble finding Bob in there. Hope he hasn't.
Oh, wait. Here they come on the run.
Sorry, Frank. I couldn't find him at first.
Oh, for the love of Pete, what's going on? Why didn't the coach say we were playing a game this afternoon?
Never mind now, Bob. Pile him back. We've got to head back as fast as we can make it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll set up for it. Hang on. It's going to be a fast trip.
Are you heading down the big hill, Frank?
It's the quickest way back. We've got to take every shortcut we can find.
Boy, this buggy can sure travel. How fast are we going, Frank?
Of course, 30 miles an hour.
30? Hang on to your hat, Bob. Here we go down the hill.
Frank, isn't that a train?
Yes. There's a crossing at the foot of the hill.
That's a fast pace, Frank. You better slow down and let it pass.
What I'm trying to do.
We're going just as fast as ever.
These brakes. I can't.
You mean you can't slow down?
I remember now the coach warned me about the fort there, Frank. You'll never make it to the crossing in time.
Jump, you can't stop.
Should we try to jump, Frank?
No use, Izzy. We're going too fast. There's only one thing to do.
What's the idea? We're picking up speed.
It's our only chance. We've got to beat the train or run smack into it.
You'll never make it. It's almost to the crossing.
So are we. Hang on tight, Izzy.
Frank, look out!
Wow. Boy, I never want to try that again.
Oh, my goodness. I nearly had heart failure.
We barely made it, all right.
Hang on, everybody.
Oh, dear. Now what's the matter, Frank?
Sounded like a blowout to me.
That's what it is, Bob.
That's just Jim Dandy. We missed hitting that train by the skin of our teeth. Now we've got a flat tire.
Well, this won't hold us up more than a few minutes. Come on, everyone, out of the car and get the tire changed. We're getting to that game if we have to tow the car the rest of the way.
Come on, put it over the plate. He can't hit it. Let's see you go in there now.
Three, you're out.
Another big inning for them, Coach. I'm sorry.
All right, never mind, Bart. Get out there and get a few of those runs back.
Frank hasn't shown up yet?
No, blasted. Not a word from him either. I thought sure he'd show up by the fifth inning, and here it is going into the seventh.
Well, anyhow, Coach, we've got most of the first string back.
Most isn't enough by this time. We've got to get our runs in clusters if we're ever going to overtake Middlebury.
What the devil could have happened to him? Well, he probably had trouble locating Jack and Bob. But don't worry, sir. He'll show up.
He'd better. Ye gods, I hope nothing has happened to my car.
Oh, if I know Frank, sir, he'll get here even if he has to carry your car on his back. All right, gang. Come on, let's get some runs.
There, the new tire's on. All right, Jack, lower the jack.
Here she goes.
Well, Frank, look. The new tire's flat, too.
Oh. How do you like that? There's no air in it.
Well, what about a pump? Is there one in the tool chest?
Yeah, I'll get it. But it won't take us more than a few seconds to pump it up. We're late as it is, but we can still make the last couple of innings if we can get the car started again.
Hey, what's the matter, Jack? Where's that pump?
Gosh, it doesn't seem to be in here.
It's got to be. Let's look.
Yeah.
Find it, Frank?
Oh, that's funny.
No use, Frank. He just don't have a pump in the car, that's all.
Well, couldn't we run the car anyhow, Frank? We don't care how bumpy it is, as long as we get back to the game.
No, Enzer, that would ruin the rim before we'd gone any distance at all.
Sure, Frank's right. We're stuck for fair.
You know, I'm beginning to think automobiles are just a passing fad.
Oh, this is the last straw.
Hey, wait a second. You just gave me an idea, Bob.
I did? Well, I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. Look, you see this grass and these weeds along the side of the road?
Yeah.
Start picking them. Come on.
Frank, have you lost your mind? This is no time to pick grass.
Yes, Frank. What's the idea?
Never mind the question. Give me a hand. We need all the grass you can gather. Now get to work.
Well, you heard him. Let's go. I don't know what it's all about, but whatever it is, it'll probably work.
Make a hitter out of him. Right over here now. He can't see it. Hit it.
Time out. Yeah.
Hey, Bart, what's the matter with Charlie? Is he losing his control?
He's getting pretty tired, Coach. We need a new pitcher.
We've used three already. We haven't got anybody else to put in.
How about me? I bet I can get this next man out.
No, Bart. You're too valuable behind the plate. I guess we'll have to leave Charlie in there and take our chances.
Yes, sir. There's just one more out to go.
Yes, but their best hitter is up, and we're still two runs behind. Well, do the best you can. We're going to take a licking anyhow, but we might as well make it close.
Yes, sir.
All right, men, play ball.
Halt! Shall we in time?
Hey, look! It's Frank!
Frank!
He's got Jack involved with it.
At last! Just a second, Doc. I want to make some substitutions.
Well, hey there.
Kimball.
Yes, sir.
Out to center field. Diamond.
I know, Coach. Just stop.
What about me, sir? I'm ready to pitch if you need me.
If I need you, get out of that mound and get this last right out.
Yes, sir. Come on, Bart. Get down behind that plate.
You bet I will. Look out, Middlebury. You're going to see some real pitching now.
Good. Batter up. Play ball.
All right, Frank. Right in here, boy. Here's your target. Let her go.
Right,
that's the way in there.
This bat thinks he's a hitter, Frank. Let him see that fastball now. All the time in the world. Here we go.
Strike two. A beauty.
Right across the heart of the plate, Frank. He's going to swing this time. Watch him. Let's see the double shoot. That's it.
You're up.
Bart, you're up. Get those two runs in if you can. It'll tie up the game. But don't take any chances. Wait for a good pitch.
Yes, sir, I will.
I hope he listens to you, Coach. That Middlebury pitcher's tired, too. Bart can wait him out.
We'll see. Here's the pitch.
Ball one.
That's it, Bart. Don't take any bad ones.
Watch this next pitch, Bart. Here it comes.
Ball two.
Hey, Coach, are they walking Bart on purpose?
It looks like it. Probably want to set up the double play.
That's right. Look at the catcher. He's expecting another one outside. Wait him out, Bart!
Yes, it's an intentional pass, all right. Let him pitch to you, Bart. Don't bite on any of those outside pitches.
Here it comes.
All right, Frank, you're up. A single will tie the score.
We need better than a tie, Coach. I'm going to make that pitcher sorry he walked by.
Wait him out, Frank. Don't go for any bad ones.
All right, let's go.
Come on, Frank. He's lost his control.
Come on, pitch. If it's anywhere near the plate, I'm going to go for it.
Look out, Frank. It's outside.
Here it goes.
Oh! Run it out, Farwell. Run it out. Attaboy, Diamond. Come home, Diamond. That's one of them. Come on.
Oh, what a step, man. He's still traveling. Come on, Bob. Come on, Bob.
Two runs. We're tied. Come on, Bart. On his hands and knees. Why, he even had time to do it in the coach's car.
Well, boys, I certainly want to thank you for the great work this afternoon. You had to do it the hard way, but you really pulled that game out of the fire.
You should have seen what we went through to get here on time.
I know. Miss Burridge told me all about your wild ride. Frank, I'm sorry about the brakes, but I tried to warn you.
Well, it was my fault, sir. I should have paid more attention to them before I tried that big hill.
Besides, Coach, it wasn't the brakes you minded so much as it was the pump.
The pump? But I don't have any pump in my toolbox. Didn't I warn you about that?
I guess you forgot to, sir. But don't worry, we found it out for ourselves when we got the flat.
You had a flat tire on top of all the other trouble? Oh, good night. Did you wreck my car?
Don't worry, Coach. Tell him, Frank.
Well, sir, we were desperate, so I made everybody pick handfuls of grass, and we stuffed the flat tire with that.
What? You mean you drove back that way?
That's right, Bart. It was a little bumpy, but we made it.
Well, that beats everything. I've heard of autos that run on steam. I've heard of autos that run on gasoline and even on kerosene. But this is the first one I ever heard of that ran on grass.